Jesus today. Welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. So good to see you all here. So thankful that you're here with us today. Today is going to be a great day in the Lord. Come expecting God to do mighty things. And if you haven't come expecting, now is the time to make the decision to start expecting. Let's release our faith. We're going to see God move in great ways today. So just let's be ready to worship God today.
You heal my heart. get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. You picked me up and turned me around. You placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because you healed my heart and changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Tell me can't do it. I seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Unless you tell me he can't do it, won't you tell me he can't do it? And I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls deliver. I've seen addicts finally pray. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen metal faces fall. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen real life resurrection. I've seen mental health restored. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen families reunited. I've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. I've seen troubled souls deliver. I've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me. He's in revival, and salvation's blood and streams. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We'll see glory fill the nations like the world has never seen. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't I know that he can? I believe. And you heal because you love. All the miracles we see, it's too good to not believe. We'll be right back. the miracles I've seen, you're too good to not believe. All the miracles I've seen,
beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, do you
you are raised to life. I can do this. But I just want to thank the dear Lord for bringing Sally back in my life and her being my wife. I don't know what I'd be doing right now without her. They're taking care of me. And also, I just want to thank the dear Lord for bringing me to this church. And I love this church. This congregation is unbelievable how they help me. Just like Roger went back here when I had to go to the bathroom just now. Was there to help, you know, and Steve and everybody open the doors and do that stuff for me. I really appreciate it very much. I just can't thank this congregation how much they treat me and how well they treat me. And I've had several in this congregation send me text messages. How you doing, Bob? How you doing, Bob? And also, I just want to thank Pastor Phil and Pastor Regina how much they've showed their love toward me, because I really love them people. Pastor Phil and I talk probably once or twice a week. And I really have a lot of respect for these people and this whole congregation and this church. And I had just been on chemo this week, 3 rounds, and I'm really wore out. So just everybody hang in there with me and keep praying for me. And thank you, Pastor Regina.
Jesus. 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 Some of us need to start speaking Jesus over our hearts, over our minds, over our families, over our situations, over our jobs. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is your answer. He's the only one. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is your answer today. Whatever circumstance you're going through, whatever trial or tribulation you're facing, yes. Jesus is your answer.
We sing, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. We bring everything to the feet of Jesus. Everything in the name of Jesus. This is a house of miracles. I still believe.
This morning, but I just missed you guys so much. I couldn't help myself. I heard that you guys had beautiful, wonderful services while we were gone, but I'm thankful to be back. And I will tell you this, that I'm going to ask my wifey to come down here with me, because when they finish this song, when she's ready, you can come down here. But I'd like a little background music, but keep it quiet, because anybody out here who's been dealing with sickness in your body, any kind of anxiety of any sort, or if you have pain this morning, I just want you to come up here in this presence of God. God's going to show you who he is. There's through things that just tears the devil down. That's the blood of Jesus and the word of your testimony. And today's a day. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Be bold. Be strong. Come down here in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just keep coming. Keep coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody who's sick this morning, just come on up here. God is going to heal you. Amen. Amen. Now listen to this. I need everybody to kind of get in a straight line. So stand about right here and just be in a straight line. That way we can walk in front of you and pray. But put as many people across here as possible. And we're just going to come down here and pray for you. Some of you, we may speak to you. But some of you, we may just lay hands on you. And you're going to tell us. When I come up, all I need you to say, I'll say, what do you need? You say, knee pain, heart issue, whatever it is. And me and my wife are going to join together and pray for you. Guys, ready? God himself is going to bring a mighty redemption on you. Amen. Background music. Let's go, baby. Thank you. I just asked this young lady who's been in pain for quite some time, and I said, keep my mic on. I said, hey, how's your pain level? And she said, it's gone. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, the Lord is doing the miraculous right now. Listen, you better get ready for prayer lines. There's nothing I can do. God's people need help, and we're going to be loving, patient, and kind, and we're just going to let God heal. Amen? Amen? What would we do if we were around Jesus? He prayed all day for the multitudes, and God's going to have us do that. Amen? I'm speaking prophetically. Hey. Thank you. patiently waiting and praying for your brothers and sisters. This is what the kingdom's about. People need healed. I just have a lot of compassion, but I'm a fierce warrior for you guys. I believe in you so much. I believe in every one of you so much. We're going to see the goodness of God. Before the service started, and he said, Pastor, I really need you to pray for me. I got soreness in my throat that comes on me. He says, and I got such sinuses, I cannot really breathe well. And after we prayed, he just said three words to me, and I'd like for you to repeat those words.
I can breathe.
Okay. You got to get used to this if you're going to play football or anything anyway. Woo! Praise God. I love you, bro. is a house of miracles. And we thank God that He has the final word. Oh. Thank you.
Every single day, and I was putting a lot of stress on my right leg when I was golfing, like in my swing and my follow through, and it was giving me a lot of pain. And as we were walking through the line, Pastor didn't even pray for me. God touched and healed my leg. And just for confirmation of it, I'm just gonna go on a little run.
Okay, listen to this. I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to introduce something. And then we're going to be prepared for this whole month, because your topic this whole month is labor. Labor Day weekend. You already got the rest. But I... Huh? Well... So here's what we're going to do. Hey, God bless you, Robin. You just stay right there, okay?
Amen.
It's been great, hasn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's powerful, isn't it?
Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap.
Amen.
Now, what's going to happen is my sermon ain't going to be too long, because we're just going to lay a little foundation out, because I want you to get out and enjoy the Labor Day holiday weekend.
Jesus.
You know, we labor all year and we rest on Labor Day. And as soon as we get done with Labor Day, say, it will be time to work.
Time to work.
I mean, work with them to see what they want to do.
Go. We're going to have Pastor Mike come up and do the offering message. You know that Pastor Mike is family. He comes from North Carolina, and oh no, how long ago that God hooked us up, but it wasn't soon enough. Amen. Because I love Miss Bonnie.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people been to church, go to church on Sunday, but we've done church here today. Amen. It's just not going. It's doing. And this is church. freely we have received, freely we are to give. We have seen it this morning right here. Worship comes in all forms. And everything we do, even your dedication to excellence on your job, is worship. Because we do it as unto the Lord. And this morning, as we prepare to receive the tithes and offering, we just want to continue to worship. We want God to be pleased with our sacrifice, with what we have given. So I'm going to ask you all to stand. We're going to bring it forward. Is that what we're going to do? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you love worshiping Jesus? Is there anything else in the world like worshiping Jesus? Not at all. Let's pray. Father, as we worship you with our finances this morning, we thank you that we are able to do our very best. We thank you, Lord, that you have supplied our every need. We thank you, Lord, that your love has demonstrated how much you care for us. And as we participate in this gathering together of the tithe and the offerings, we say, Lord, thank you. We trust you. And we know that you're a God of your word. So let your will, as your word has said, be done in my life as I give today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bring it forward.
Conference meeting next Sunday after service. The following Sunday, we will have the baby celebration for Sharon and Steve. Right after church, we're going to be eating, so bring some food. Listen, I know y'all know how to cook and you know how to bring in food, so I'm not worried about that. And then don't forget, Christy Amico will be with us starting September 30th. That will be Thursday night, Friday night, he'll be with us. And then Sunday morning, he'll be back with us. And then, I know I'm forgetting something. Women's conference is October. Yes, I already said that first, yeah. October 16th, don't forget. Such a time as this, Queens of the Kingdom, our women's conference. So be praying and leading up to that. If you're fasting a certain days during our 40 days, it starts today. Just let me know. We as a women are just coming together, and we're not bearing a burden alone. Amen. when unity comes in the body, he commands his blessing to hit. So we're coming together and we're coming in unity and fasting for this event because we want his blessing to hit these women and change them and them never be the same. Amen?
Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. How many of you are fired up?
Amen.
Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. How many of you think that the Lord is helping us, changing us, and getting us ready for what he wants to do? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hey, usually she gets to correct me, but today I get to help her. We're going to release the children to go to children's church. Huh? Are you guys wanting to go? You want to go play? Amen. Praise God. Have fun. Okay, now the rest of you. Boy, y'all have to put up with me. Praise God. Guys, don't mind if I drink a little water first, do you? Ooh. Has it been a good day or what?
Amen.
You feel the presence of God? Why are you so quiet? If we were at the Wildcats game and they actually started to win, you guys would, yeah. I said, have you felt the presence of God? Yeah. Whoa, okay, whoa. Listen, I know that when we go to football and soccer and all that stuff, out on the lake, around on the boats and all that. You guys think it's okay to yell and shout out there, but I got to ask you a question. Who came up with your voice? Who says the shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph? Who says that even if you can't sing? Now, I'm not saying I say this, but the Bible says this, even if you can't sing, open up your mouth and make a joyful noise with a voice of triumph. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you know that there was a man that was that needed help for his family, so he would give alms and prayers, and guess what? He'd do it behind the scenes. Nobody would see him. Nobody would know. But it says that an angel came down and said that I'm here for you. And he said, why? He said, because your alms and your prayers have went up to my Father in heaven, and it shook heaven so much that I have come down here to do the miraculous. So I'm going to tell you something. If you're too quiet in here, not to be mean, not to not love you, but to just help and show you, when we say something about the Lord, if it's too quiet, I'll have to shout. And you already hear this yap enough, don't you? So one more time, let's practice. Has the Lord been good to us today? Whoa! Woo! Now listen to me. We took up a lot of time, but it was all good time. But today, I do want to start your spirit because we're going to start a little differently. Just because next week, when I have more time, I'll talk more about Labor Day and the meaning of Labor Day, and you can look it up yourself. But I just want to talk today about labor in general. And what does labor mean in the Word of God? It's going to be critical for you. Say critical,
critical.
For me. I want you to know what the nature of your God is so that the devil doesn't deceive you into how things should be. Okay? Because if we're not careful, the Bible says that there is, according to a scripture that I'll share with you, there is, according to the Lord, and according to the Word, there is something called the age of information. We would be in that time period now where science, Google, I'll Google it. Have you ever seen that commercial where there's some girl that thinks she's meeting a guy from France because she met some guy on the internet and he came and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And everybody around could clearly tell he wasn't from France, but because she Googled it on the internet, even though he spoke in a normal language, she thought he was from France. Everything you look up on the internet, especially about yourself, about sickness, about disease, even about our history nowadays, is not to be trusted. Do your own search. If you want to know about our history, get some hardcore history books. You want to know about the faith, do listen. Listen, I'm even going to be on TV sometimes or web, whatever it is, whatever. So I'm not saying don't listen, but I'm saying don't ever make even preachers on TV your gospel.
Right.
You know, there was some lady that I worked with, and she was a good, godly woman. She'd be in her office, oh, praying in the Holy Ghost. But I noticed that every now and then when she talked to a supplier, if it wasn't going her way, she'd get to cussing and fussing. And I know where she used to go to church because she had told me where she worked there years ago. So this would happen several times. I mean, just, and we'd go out with suppliers and sometimes I'd see her drink and stuff. And I wasn't judging her, but I said, God, why would she think that she has a perfect relationship with you, but she's willing to cuss at a supplier in a moment's notice? She's willing to drink and do all this stuff. And he said, because she is one of the wayward children, like in the days of Noah. I said, what happened in the days of Noah? He said, well, back then, he said, if you remember, people got so far away from me that every person, even the church, returned to their own house and did what was right in their own mind. He said, and what people don't realize is that it's impossible to have a relationship with me on your own outside of the local church. He said, just like you can't run away from your family unless you're going to be without parents, and just like you can't run away from your family unless you're going to suffer divorce, loss, and everything, he says, no person can have a relationship with me directly without being a part of what I've designed for the church. He said, people love to say, well, me and God got our own thing going. Your God is Satan. No, I pray to God every day. Yep, you pray to the dark one. Because if you're offended, if your heart's broken, and you have an attitude towards the local church, you cannot be serving God, because Jesus did not just pay a price for your soul, he paid a price for the church.
Amen.
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, Jeannie, doesn't he say that when I ascended up, part of what I died on the cross for was to give you pastors, apostles, teachers, evangelists, and the one they hate the most. You know, two people hate the most when you get a real one is the prophet and the apostle. Because those gifts come with an authority that see darkness. Remember when the woman was around the prophet Paul and the apostle Paul, and she was going behind him saying, oh, these are the people that speak of the Most High God. These are the people that speak of the Most High God. And all of a sudden he discerned that even though she was running her mouth in a good way, she was not of God. Amen. So here's what I want you to know. A day of labor. You know, if you're going to really work, you're going to have bosses over you. You're going to have people to report to. You're going to have to follow rules. Some bosses you ain't even going to believe in. They got bad breath. They're mean. They're cussy, fussy. They do all kinds of mean stuff. But the Bible says that as a Christian, you should excel under a mean boss. As unto the Lord. Because not only do you witness to them, but you can bring blessing to a place that otherwise would be cursed. And you can also bring people to the Lord by your service.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now listen to this. When it comes to the local church, I love you, But if you have not found your church family, keep looking. Because you cannot be successful in today's world without a church family to cover and help you. Yes. See, the Bible says no man can be an island. And the multitude of counsel is safety. And the Bible also says that when we are weak, we'll have a brother who can support us and help us through our faults. Amen. There's people who, if we get out of church, they'll irritate you. Because even years after you're gone, how you doing? Even years after you walked away from the church, I love you. Even years after you walked away from the church, I'm praying for you. Get off of my nerves! Listen to me. It's impossible for you to please God and not be a part of the local church. It's what caused the flood to come. Everybody returned to their own house and did what was right in their own mind and thought they could establish a relationship with God. That's why we got stupid stuff in the Old Testament, like a man having two wives. Are you stinking nuts? One is more than plenty. Now listen, I'm not making fun. The Bible says that when you find a wife, you find a gift from God. If you find a gift from God, it ain't natural, it ain't normal. It's going to take exceedingly abundantly all you got to help that gift be all she can be. Because guess what? Usually us men are running behind those women, and we better do our best to get out in front of them. Might not be that way in your house, but it is in mine. I'll never forget. Here I was, the backslidden Baptist boy. Regina had never been in church and been through many things that you guys know that should have never happened. She got a hold of the Bible. And before I knew it, in a New York second, that woman was out running me like I was a little sissy. She went to a women's conference, got so healed that she came home. And guess what? I had to repent. Because I prayed for her the first day she left, and I kind of prayed for her on and off, but I wasn't fasting, praying, and diligently going to the heavens for her. When she came back, Regina used to have a sad resting face. She just, because what she'd been through, she just had a sad resting face. Beautiful, loving, kind woman, but a sad face. But as she came in and walked through that door and closed that door, and I gotta tell you something, she was completely transformed. She was so changed that I looked up at you and said, honey, what happened? And you said, I went to that conference. She says, and they talked on this, and they just kept, like they were speaking directly to me, and I got totally healed. Well, the unfortunate part of her total healing was I got my first experience of how I had to step up as a man. Because she said, oh, by the way, while we were down there, we went shopping. And look, here's the receipt. Honey, look how much money I saved you. And at the bottom of that receipt, there was, you know, woo, points and sales. You saved so much money. But as soon as I went from there, I went up to what was spent. And I went, oh, okay, this is not a savings. This is a debit to my account. This is a cost. And she said, oh, honey, don't concentrate on that. Look how much I saved you. I went, listen, when I go to the checking account and it's an expense that causes my account to go down, that's not a savings, that's a debt. She said, oh, whatever. Get over yourself. Look how much I saved you. And there, first time I realized she's more than a conqueror. There, the first time I really suffered Regina-itis, as I said, oh, okay, baby, all is good. And we moved on. But here's what I'm telling you today. No person can be an individual on their own and serve God. When you meet people to say that, don't argue with them. But just pray for them to be healed. Pray for him to get the offense out of their heart. And pray for God to send them to their local house that's going to fortify them and let them be who they are. Amen? And if they're from Kenton or any surrounding area, and you pray for him behind their back, it's okay for you to say, Lord, I hope their church is our church. Because I got healed here, I got strengthened here, and I believe God here. Amen? Now, at the end of service, I got to do something. I asked somebody to do something for me. Shane, did I ask you to bring? Nope. Josh, did I ask you to bring a box out here?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Bring me one of those now so I don't forget. Please, kind sir.
My son.
I know he's your son.
I've got everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Hello, stop right here. Hey, oh, you got Emma, or I'd make you. Emma, let Emma walk up here, but you come up here. And JJ sleeping. No, you come up too.
You too.
Amen. That's powerful, Miss Julie. But I just want you to know that this is JJ. Yeah. This is our family. This is my son Josh, and I say that with all due respect because come up here. Come up here. Come up here.
That's my son.
Amen. Amen. I wouldn't even know these beautiful people if I didn't.
I don't think.
Hey, you stop that. You. Did she forget what I preached a couple weeks ago? Do I need to remind her? I'm going to walk all up in. Okay, I'm just kidding. But this is Josh, Julie, amazing Miss Emma, whose name means restorer. And then this is Josh Jr. You already know what Joshua means in the Bible. So this is our precious family, and we thank God for them, and we're glad they got to come and be with us this Labor Day, okay? Hey, God bless you guys. Thank you, brother. I love you. Keep them up in prayer. But listen, at the end of service, I want you guys to come and get what's in this box. It's of great value. And you don't have to pay a physical price for it. You have to pay a spiritual price for it. Are you ready? All right. I'll just set that down there. And don't let me forget. If I forget, somebody say, hey, just like you do offering and steal from us all the time, you're trying to steal from us again. But here's what I want you to know. Amen. Hallelujah. Labor. What does it really mean? Hallelujah. Labor means to do hard work, to truly toil. If you're going to labor in a way that's respected both in the world system of work and in the kingdom, you're going to have to labor with an honest integrity. You're going to have to give your whole effort. You're going to have to get up and go to work when you're sick. Get up and go to work when you don't feel like it. Get up and go to work when your wife has yelled at you. Get up and go to work when your husband has fought with you. Get up and go to work when you just ain't feeling it. Get up and go to work when you're still tired. Get up and go to work when you wish you had lasted longer. Get up and go to work, and I pray this is none of you, when you're dealing with a hangover. Get up and go to work because you've been out doing wrong stuff and you're so tired because you didn't sleep right last night. Because really, you were sleeping in someone's house that you're not married to, according to the Bible covenant, and you were up late doing stuff you shouldn't have to do, and here you had to go to work after that. Worked all day tired. Let's hope that those aren't the things you do, but let's hope that you are a person that labors with ultimate, absolute integrity with the fullness of your heart, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm, because at the end of this, there's a reason why. Labor. To toil and to really work hard. There's also a labor that's called a fruit of your labor. And there's also a labor that the Bible calls travail. And it means to give birth. Now that kind of labor, which we experience around here, we start to realize, you walk close with God in this house, you don't even have to go through labor. You don't even have to be 9 months pregnant anymore. You feeling guilty about something? I'm just kidding you. I'll talk with you later. No. I love him. He knows I'm just kidding. But listen to this. In this church, for some reason, ladies take their faith to the point where I'm going to be 8 months pregnant and not know it. And I'll go ahead and finish the last 4 weeks. No, wait, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. I'm talking about Melissa and John. Don't get ahead of me. Stay up out of my sermon. I'm preaching, not you. Shut up and listen a little more often. You'd be farther ahead. Now listen to me. I'm just kidding you. You know I love you. No, Logan, you know I'm just kidding you because you and Amber have done extraordinary. If there's a couple in this church that we're going to look at, and I ain't going to get too soft here, but if there's a couple in this church we're going to look at that has saw the best, the worst before God, then the best after God, then hit a few bumps, recovered, and are seeing the best ever of God, that would be you and your little sweetie pie. Don't get puffed up. Still got a lot to learn and a lot to go, but I got to say that I'm absolutely kidding you because you have listened to me more than most. And it's apparent in your life because you have a great relationship with God and with us, and you see the results of it. So, but don't be speaking when I'm preaching. But anyhow, then it got even more important because over here, these guys said, if they can go 8 months without knowing they're pregnant and only have to deal with 4 weeks, I guess we only want to deal with 2 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. 11 days. 11 days you were in the hospital.
I was in the hospital after on the 11th day.
Amen.
So it was barely 2 weeks.
It was closer to 10 days.
Yeah.
Two portions of God's grace, wholeness. Mm. But you know what I like about 11? It means transition.
Yep.
See, 9 means to give birth and labor. And then 10 means wholeness. And then 11 means the transition to the next realm. From glory to glory. Give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Robin, I love you.
I love you too.
We met at Kroger's.
Yes, we did. Yesterday in Sydney.
Amen.
God's moving mightily.
Amen. Amen. And I was with Josh.
Yes, you were.
And you even said, man, God has ordained you two to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you better, if you're a pastor, she said, you pastor? Because I guess I was being I was being quiet and normal. Okay, I repent. Josh will tell his mom on me. I got to tell the truth. I was being a little bit wild witnessing, doing what I do. I had my Indeed and In Truth shirt on, and me and Josh was just getting us a little strong.
I looked at him, and I said, I know you.
Amen.
And I saw Jesus.
Amen.
I didn't see Brother Philip.
Amen.
I saw Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And even though she said she saw that, she had me under review. She said, men that call themselves pastors and preachers today, they need to be careful because if they don't do it God's way, it's not good. God's looking for men of valor. God's looking for mighty men. God's looking for those men that have been held off in the wilderness to the last days so that they can truly help God bring this revival. And I said, Robin, keep me under review, but you may have met one of those guys today. I don't care if you think that sounds cocky or not. I'm going to call myself what God calls me, not what the world calls me, and not what you who might be too close to me call me, because you ain't looking at the right thing. See, people did that to Jesus, and it cursed them in their own land. They couldn't even get healed more than the common cold.
That's right.
I'm never going to be a perfect man. Just ask my sweetie pie.
Yes.
She has to put up with all, you think you see my weaknesses, be in her shoes. Hallelujah. Pray for her. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm going to try my best to get better and better. I'm going to humble myself and keep asking God to change me. I promise you that. But I also promise you this. I ain't giving up. Did you hear me? I ain't giving up. I ain't quitting on you. I ain't quitting on God. I ain't quitting on my sweetie pie. I'd be crazy to do that. God let me marry way up. Regina Itis, brother, I'm stuck with it for life. Listen, I'm not quitting on you guys. The devil can't kill me. He can't stop me, and he can't stop our faith. Now, what I really want to just tell you is labor means that you're going to toil, work hard. There's 3 forms of labor. The physical, natural labor that we do. Then there's the labor related to your soul. and the health of your mental status. And then there's the labor where we get all up in the kingdom of God. And that's where you can be violent, you can be wild, but not physically. Only through fasting and prayer and fighting the good fight of faith. We'll learn all that. But we're going to labor because the Bible says this. And we're going to land right here. And you guys ready to go enjoy the rest of your relaxing weekend? And we're going to land right here. And I got to read about 3 or 4 scriptures. And then we're going to be done for today when I leave you with just another thought. Okay? So let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 1, it says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God with much contention." In other words, they had to labor. They had to fight through the kingdom of darkness. They had to fight through disappointment. They had to fight through the doubts. They had to fight through name calling and shame and people saying they didn't even want them around. So they had to labor. Say, labor is not bad. Now remember, I'm just highlighting some things for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8 says this. Let's read 6. "But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity." Man, that means your action and your love. "And that you have good remembrance of us always." Wow, that means that you're remembering us well, thinking of us as the way you should, thinking of us in a way. You're praying for us. You have good thoughts towards us. "Desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in our affliction and distress by your faith." Woo! Y'all's faith comforts me and Regina. Me and Pastor Regina. We see y'all throw down and it just stirs us. "For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before God, night and day praying exceedingly." Not praying just a little bit. Sometimes you're going to have to pray a lot over something. Going to have to add fasting to it. Going to have to add confession. You're going to have to overlook circumstances and say, "Nope, I'm hanging on. I thank God that my child's off addictions and drugs. I thank God that I'm going to be okay. I thank God that I can do this. I thank God that I can recover." Listen, it says that not just a little bit, but praying exceedingly that we might see your faith and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. How come people are so sensitive today? If I said that to somebody, they'd get all puffed up and haughty. But the Bible's clear. Come on. When we're struggling, there's things lacking in our faith, and we just got to build ourselves up. Sometimes we get beat up in finances because we don't know what the word says about finances. Sometimes we get beat up with fear because we don't know that the Bible says you have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes we get beat up because we won't just learn what the Bible says about a subject. Sometimes we get beat up in our marriages because we don't know what the Bible says about a good husband, a good wife, and children, and all that kind of stuff. Now remember, the topic for this month is labor. So I think I just want to go right here and see what else it says in this little tidbit. "Now, God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end we may establish our hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all saints." Wow, man. We got to really stay after this thing. We really got to do this thing. Now, remember, one of the scriptures that we're going to get to, even if we don't get to it today, is that the Bible says that a man that will not work shall not eat. That's not just a natural statement. Not just a natural statement. And I'm just putting this out here. You guys might want to go ahead and study some of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says this. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, sometimes we labor a lot in the natural, but we've put no labor in the Lord so that even when he's given us a God-given idea, we'll step into businesses, jobs, and purposes without the labor in the kingdom of heaven first, and then it looks like we're weak or not meant to be where we're at. But the Bible says in Proverbs 24:10, hey, my children, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is not strong. You're unprepared for where you are at, even though you are meant to be where you're at. It's kind of like this. We would never send our military forces into war without boot camp, because they're meant to be there. But if they're not prepared for us, they'll get whipped and look like they weren't meant to be there. Sometimes believers are whipped because they don't labor ahead of time and they end up somewhere that they should have been, but they're not mature enough and they look like nothing but novices or children when they should be men, women, and people with great wisdom and not lack of wisdom, because the Bible says that my people are only destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, not because they're where they shouldn't be when you're pursuing godly things. Someone help me. I thought it was, oh, here it is. Oh, my goodness. Shakalalokorabaha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm finishing, people. Say, Pastor, are you lying to us?
Pastor, are you lying to us?
Stop. You said that with too much authority and conviction. Stop it. Stay up out of my business. I love you, baby. But I'll get done. I'm finishing right there. I'm finishing. But I just got to leave you something. 2 Thessalonians 3. Here it is. Verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts unto the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus. How come you guys want me to talk so soft? But this Bible talks so straightforward, which I'm still going to talk soft because you're going to feel the love in my voice. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which ye received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for nothing. In other words, we paid for what we ate, but wrote with labor and travail night and day. Pray without ceasing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, pray without ceasing. You have got to be a part of the kingdom night and day. The elite force does not get to lay its head down at night and say, well, it's nighttime, I'm going to rest and take my ease. No, those rangers and those military authorities, they say, hey, brother, I'll sleep, but you watch. We can't afford to be asleep at the same time. And I tell you what, as soon as I hear a peep of something, I'm going to rise up and we're going to stand together. Now look, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrote with labor and travail night and day that you might not be changeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Yep. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. I said that those who shall not work shall not eat. And also Hebrews 11:6 says, don't forget that he is the one who is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today. God, we love you and we declare your goodness, Father. And Lord, we speak boldly about what it means to labor, God. And next week, we're going to continue with this, Father, because we are going to learn how to do the work of our Father, how to please you, how to save our families, how to save our children, how to keep ourselves from this world, because we will know our God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I've held you long enough today, but remember, everybody else went longer than me. Go, have a great Labor Day. Study this word. Get ready and win your families in the kingdom. God bless you. You're released. We will be here to pray for anybody that needs prayer. And thank you, my son, Philip, who's my good armor bearer. He did not want me to forget that right up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have our first handout card ever. We did it a couple years into our new old building, but we have not done this for years. But this is a card that if you want to take some, and if we need another box, give me that. Praise God. We are the church of the second mile, so we might need another box right away. But these are cards to help invite people to your to our church. Say, our church. This is God's church. Can you talk with me? This is God's church. But it's also our church. He put it here. And he supernaturally called me here to be a part. This card says that, oh, you don't have to repeat anymore. But this card, and I've already prayed over some and handed out a few of them. Robin, did you get one of these cards?
Sure did.
Did it fire you up? It says, and I want God to be first, right? We want Jesus to be first. Even as a church, if the Lord isn't Lord and he's not here, we can't offer anybody anything. I could be the nicest guy. We could feed you. Praise God. Give me some food. But we could feed you physically. But if the Lord isn't the Lord of this house, if God isn't the shepherd over this house, if he can't tell me to shut my big mouth and go sit in the corner and take over in this house, we don't got nothing. So the first thing people are going to see in big letters is, you're already loved here. And they're going to have to squint to see only believe. And they're also going to have to look at the back, because we're never going to be in front. He's our front guard and our rear guard. But he's going to go first. We're going to do what only he tells us, how he tells us. So we're going to love people because that's our job. You're already loved here. Then you got to squint and say, oh, that black redding, I love it. White, because we've been washed whiter than snow. I won't talk about what kind of privilege that is. Only believe is in black letters, because when you read a absolute sound foundational thing from the Lord, it should be in black, because his word is his doctrine, his government, and it don't change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then the biggest thing about this card is it's red. the blood, the word as your foundation, washes you who are already loved here whiter than snow and makes you the child of God. So I would love for you, if it's in your heart, to take some of these cards, and when the Lord leads you, especially if you witness somebody, pray for somebody, or if you really feel led of the Lord to invite them to church here, please do so, okay? Now I'm done running my mouth. Take some cards, and I'm out of here. God bless.